7 minutes ago, our dear leader, President Trump, the great leader. I'm just going to start, since they think we're in a, you know, a fascist state republic, I might as well start referring to him as our dear leader, the dear great one. Donald J. Trump tweeted from his account. Well, they didn't tell us who. They just said they were going to announce a they're going to do it. They're going to announce a case. Tune in at 11. So we're going to have to find out. But Donald Trump tweeted, President Trump, the dear, the great leader. Republicans, don't let Andrew McCabe continue to get away with total criminal activity. What he did should never be allowed to happen to our country again. And then in caps, fight for justice. Hey, you know what? Activate Trump. Might as well. Let's get after it. But it's very interesting that also Rasmussen just put out this poll, which is, I'm going to tie this in to this whole unity thing, right? This unity message that we're starting to be inundated with, man. Just, and you know who talked about it at great lengths and covered it really, really well was Joe and Joe yesterday. Joe Priscillo, Joe Resinello from New Jersey, who will soon be Southern transplants when the Great Divide takes place. But they talked about the idea of unifying and how you can't unify and all these other things. Under a Biden, you know, a Biden regime, right? Because that's what it would be, a Biden regime. Now, Rasmussen is doing some of the number thingies that he does. And reported just now, only 56% of the actual people that really voted say they actually voted for Biden because it was hate. The party of tolerance, the party that said love Trump's hate, hate has no home here. 56% of those people only voted for Biden, which I think those numbers are even a little inflated. 29% said they were voting against Trump. And 15% didn't know why they were voting. So I'm really happy that we have the right to vote here in the United States. Because 15% of the people were like, ah, whatever. Somebody said I need to come in here. Which one? Who's the older of the two white guys? I'll vote for that guy. That guy sounds fine. But we're being told. We're being told. To unify, right? We have to come together. Because these idiots, all they know is the Beatles and Harry Potter. They're like, ah, oh, come together. And they just sing the stupid come together song. It's like, nah, I'm good with that. Thank you, though. Right. And this is part of the psychological war that's taking place, which I covered yesterday on the Bear Brief. Here on the Crusade Channel. This segment of the program is brought to you by StingerUSA.com, StingerUSA.com, maker of America's finest AR-15 handguards, made in the USA in Allen, Texas, and certified by the third-party verifier, made in the USA brand. When you go to Stinger, StingerUSA.com, use the promo code Crusade at checkout for an exclusive Crusader listener discount. Stinger USA is run by some of the finest people I've had the opportunity to meet. I met the owner, Ernest, at the St. Benedict Center a couple weeks ago. And you can't do business with somebody better in the firearms industry than him and his group of people. They are really good people that want to sell you. They don't want to sell you the Chinese crap that a lot of people in the gun industry, because the margins are bigger. Let's be real. But no, Stinger USA wants to sell you quality products. Not only handguards, backpacks, sunglasses, and more. I am honored to be a spokesperson for Stinger USA as a part of the Crusade Channel. Please do business with those who do business with us. StingerUSA.com, StingerUSA.com. Later on in the program, remind me, somebody in the chat room, I'm going to talk about I'm going to kind of continue what Mike's been talking about, and I'm going to continue what I talked about yesterday. I think we have a timeline for unrest. I've been thinking about this. For unrest to actually take place, depending on where you live. I live in Texas. Texas went pretty red. I don't suspect outside of the cities much will happen. But we're going to talk a little bit about body armor. I know this should be a Gun Talk Friday subject, but I'm going to talk a little bit about body armor in the top, or probably, top of the third hour. Somebody in the chat room remind me to do that again, and I have something to discuss with you guys. So we'll talk about that then. We also want to talk about the fact that is this hoax, this coup, as we want to say, is this the last big event of 2020 that we're looking at? Because if you actually step back, it was funny. My wife and I had a friend drive down from Fort Worth. We traveled with this friend to Switzerland. And we actually, and this is the funny part, we were talking about booking hotels because the three of us are going to be going on vacation during that time period where we take off in January. And we were talking about booking hotel rooms. And I said to my wife, remember when we went to Chicago? That was this year, right? And the three of us actually took a moment to pause and say, oh my gosh, we actually did go to Chicago in January of 2020. But it feels like it's been 3 years since I've been there. The amount of change that took place in that time period. But when you look at the amount of hoaxes, like apparently the deep state and the establishment figured that they had to cash in all their chips by the end of 2020, because I guess they expire like a gift card, right? Oh, this hoax is 2 years past the expiration date. You can't go. Sorry. Only if the sheriff of Nottingham gets his hands on it. Referring to somebody in the chat room. And cancel Christmas! Is the election hoax, which could spread, continue into 2020? Could it be the last one? And honestly, is it going to even, if it is the last one, will it bleed over into 2021? It will. But we're going to look back at how they were able to, and Mike Church of the Mike Church Show has gone through this thing. He's been on it since day one, which is why he is the flagship program of the Crusade Channel. And so we're looking at what was able, excuse me, What was set up to have this take place? We'll look at that in a moment. We have breaking news here. I don't know if Mike talked about it or not. About an hour before the program starts, I get kind of crazy because I actually have to find stuff to, talk about. But from Josh Kaplan, who is the breaking news guy at Breitbart, very reliable source, gets his stuff correct. 11 Alive, which, by the way, that's the greatest call numbers ever, right? ALIVE, which is Atlanta Live, 11 Alive, Johnny 5. Trump campaign asked Georgia election officials to count all ballots by hand instead of using high-speed scanners in upcoming recount. Once again, the Trump campaign is not messing around. They're asking the Georgia election officials to count all ballots by hand. All right. Good call. All right. So that is the latest breaking news in election 2020 saga. That is. So we're going to talk about that. We also have this interesting story about Joe Manchin popping up, who's saying, "Well, no. I'm not going to vote for court packing." You know, pretty much he's becoming essentially becoming a blue dog. But the guy, say anything you want about Manchin, the guy's a politician. He will eventually either have to go red or step down, because he can't keep walking this back and forth. The state of Virginia is as red as it gets. As red as it gets. So this guy, I don't know what he's thinking, if he thinks he can stay in his comfies. Because don't get this wrong. And this is any of them. And it was actually quite surprising and very spirited when Ted Harvey was on yesterday. And he's like, "Who's not supporting Trump?" And he's, and to his credit, I'm not saying anything negative about him, but he was surprised that Dan Crenshaw was one of the first out of the gate to go after, to tell Trump to shut up and let's all coalesce together and you know, sing kumbaya. And so this whole issue that we're looking at, it's a little disconcerting to know. I completely lost my train of thought. I apologize. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about the fact that we have a timeline, which I mentioned earlier, but it also goes, because people think, and this is the unity, I'm going to wrap it all up. A lot of people think that if you just give the presidency to Biden, right, just give it to him, that this magical unity will sprinkle from the heavens. And I talked about it yesterday because they're starting to try and convince you with, and by the way, I did see that crappy Anna Kendrick commercial with the chips. Ugh. You'll know when you see it. But they're trying to convince you that just, look, Biden is the quote-unquote, president-elect. The president-elect. So now, look, Christmas is back. We can talk about Christmas. Don't worry. There's a quote-unquote coronavirus task force coming. It's all going to be well. Don't worry about it. Don't look at the irregularities. By the way, forget all of you in the legacy media who are taking your marching orders and saying, "Oh, well, the Trump campaign is disputing the elections despite the lack of credible evidence." The frig are you talking about, lack of credible evidence? Or credible evidence? Just the fact you have people that are willing to sign their names to affidavits, that's evidence. But every single one of them, doesn't matter the outlet. Well, all the way down to my morning news anchors, whose only job is to look slightly attractive and read the teleprompter. Which is why I'll never be on TV. No, because I can't read a teleprompter. Are repeating the exact same thing. Oh, despite credible evidence presented by the Trump campaign. What are you talking about? But that's all part of the misinformation. All of it leading to what? I believe, and Mike Church of the Mike Church Show laid it out this morning, Trump will win. And you're getting 4 years, as I've been saying. The only reason you want Trump in there is twofold. One, less babies will die. Two, gives you 4 years to come up with an exit strategy. But also, you must understand that this, from the moment the election was quote-unquote called on Saturday, the die have been cast as far as whenever the ticking clock is to violence between the two parties, the blues and the reds.